The syncing of the sensor between the two systems, Unk and Fork, can explain to us only such dreams as Autodidaska, but not dreams like the one of the burning child, which we have taken as a problem at the outset in these present investigations. What takes place in the hallucinatory dream we can describe in no other way than by saying that the excitement takes a retrogressive course. It takes its station not at the motor end of the apparatus, but at the sensible end, and finally reaches the system of the perceptions. If we call the direction towards which the psychic process continues from the unconscious into the waking state the progressive, we may then speak of the dream as having a regressive character. This regression is surely one of the most important peculiarities of the dream process, but we must not forget that it does not belong to the dream alone. The intentional recollection and other processes of our normal thinking also require a retrogression in the psychic apparatus from any complex presentation act to the raw material of the memory traces lying at its basis. But during the waking state, this turning backward does not reach beyond the memory pictures. It is unable to produce the hallucinatory vividness of the perception pictures. Why is this different in the dream? When we spoke of the condensation work of the dream, we could not avoid the assumption that the intensities adhering to the presentations are fully transferred from one to another through the dream work. It is probably this modification of the former psychic process which makes possible the occupation of the system of P to its full sensual vividness in the opposite direction from thought. I hope that we are far from deluding ourselves about the importance of this present discussion. We have done nothing more than give a name to an inexplicable phenomenon. We call it regression if the presentation in the dream is changed back to the perceptible image from which it once originated, but even this step demands justification. Why this naming if it does not teach us anything new? I believe, however, that the name regression will serve us to the extent of connecting a fact familiar to us with a scheme of the psychic apparatus which is supplied with a direction. At this point, for the first time, it is worth the trouble to construct such a scheme. For, with the help of this scheme, any other peculiarity of the dream formation will become clear to us without further reflection. If we look upon the dream as a process of regression in the assumed psychic apparatus, we can readily understand the empirically proven fact that all mental relation of the dream thoughts either is lost in the dream work or can come to expression only with difficulty. According to our scheme, these mental relations are contained not in the first MEM systems, but in those lying further to the front, and in the regression they must forfeit their expression in favor of the perception pictures. The structure of the dream thoughts is in the regression broken up into its raw material. But what change renders possible this regression which is impossible during the day? Let us here be content with assumption. There must evidently be some alterations in the charge of energy belonging to the single systems, causing the latter to become accessible or inaccessible to the discharge of the excitement. But in any such apparatus, the same effect upon the course of excitement might be brought about through more than one form of such changes. This naturally reminds us of the state of sleep and of the many changes of energy this state produces at the sensible end of the apparatus. During the day there is a continuous coursing stream from the psi system of the P toward the motility. This current ceases at night, and no longer hinders a streaming of the current of excitement in the opposite direction. This would appear to be that seclusion from the outer world, which according to the theory of some authors, is supposed to explain the psychological character of the dream. In the explanation of the regression of the dream, we shall, however, have to consider those other regressions which originate during morbid waking states. In these other forms, the explanation just given plainly leaves us in the lurch. Regression takes place in spite of the uninterrupted sensible current in a progressive direction. The hallucinations of hysteria and paranoia, as well as the visions of mentally normal persons, I can explain as actually corresponding to regressions, being in fact thoughts transformed into images. And only such thoughts are subjected to this transformation as are in intimate connection with suppressed or unconscious recollections. As an example, I shall cite one of my youngest hysterical patients, a boy 12 years old, who was prevented from falling asleep by green faces with red eyes, which terrified him. The source of this manifestation was the suppressed but once conscious memory of a boy whom he had often seen during 4 years, and who offered him a deterring example of many childish bad habits, including onanism, which now formed the subject of his own reproach. His mother had noticed at the time that the complexion of the ill-bred boy was greenish, and that he had red, i.e. red-bordered, eyes. Hence the terrible vision which constantly served to remind him of his mother's warning that such boys become demented, that they are unable to make progress at school, and are doomed to an early death. A part of this prediction came true in the case of the little patient. He could not successfully pursue his high school studies, and as appeared on examination of his involuntary fancies, he stood in great dread of the remainder of the prophecy. However, after a brief period of successful treatment, his sleep was restored, he lost his fears, and finished his scholastic year with an excellent record. I may also add here the interpretation of a vision related to me by an hysteric 40 years of age as having occurred in her normal life. On opening her eyes one morning, she beheld in the room her brother, whom she knew to be confined in an insane asylum. Her little son was asleep by her side. Lest the child should be frightened on seeing his uncle and fall into convulsions, she pulled the sheet over the little one. This done, the phantom disappeared. This vision is the recasting of one of her infantile reminiscences, which, although conscious, is most intimately connected with all the unconscious material in her mind. Her nursemaid told her that her mother, who had died young, the patient was then only a year and a half old, had suffered from epileptic or hysterical convulsions which dated back to a fright caused by her brother, the patient's uncle, who appeared to her disguised as a spectre with a sheet over his head. The vision contains the same elements as the reminiscence, viz. The appearance of the brother, the sheet, the fright, and its effect. These elements, however, are arranged in different relations, and are transferred to other persons. The obvious motive of the vision, which replaces the idea, is her solicitude lest her little son, who bore a striking resemblance to his uncle, should share the latter's fate. Both examples here cited are not entirely unrelated to sleep, and may therefore be unsuitable as proof for my assertion. I may therefore refer to my analysis of an hallucinatory paranoia, and to the results of my hitherto unpublished studies on the psychology of the psychoneuroses, in order to emphasize the fact that in these cases of regressive thought transformation, one must not overlook the influence of a suppressed or unconscious reminiscence, this being in most cases of an infantile character. This recollection, so to speak, draws into the regression the thought with which it is connected, which is prevented from expression by the censor, that is, into that form of representation in which the recollection itself exists psychically. I may here mention, as a result of my studies in hysteria, that if we succeed in restoring infantile scenes to consciousness, whether recollections or fancies, they are seen as hallucinations and are